will come through as pure gold.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Yes, I was sitting down in my house feeling depressed. Everything was just coming down, and I hear you come on the radio. And I picked up my phone and I call you, and I told you I did a surgery on my eye, a retina, and they have to do another surgery on my eye. And I went back and I was so depressed and everything, and you prayed for me and said that God is going to come true for me. And I went to the doctor, and oh, glory to God, I was set free. I didn't have to do another surgery.
God gave you a miracle.
And I just wanted to tell you that you're a man of God. My eyes feel light. I feel light. I feel like 100 years is off of me. And I just want to tell you that just keep up the good work. And before you leave back, I will be in your service. I will. I am a partner of you, and I will continue to be a partner.
Just then he went in that morning. My daughter said she saw the judge pass coming up the hallway, and she said, oh, my God, don't let him get in that room. And she looked, and she saw him pass the room. And God sent a lady judge in there. And she said, this thing is an ongoing thing, and it's wrapping up today. And my son-in-law is the quickest green card ever come in the mail. They said they never see anything of the sort. But look at it. When he got, they gave him the date. And when he got there, the date was before. And they sent him back a date, and the people, when he went back, they said, they never seen anything like this. This is a miracle.
Help! This is a green card miracle. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you.
He's a flight engineer, and he couldn't work. He might have to do little odds and ends. And now he's gone back flying.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick's will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
This is the Canadian prophetess, Gloria Joy Johnson, and I believe in miracles. I believe that you are not listening to this broadcast today by accident, nor by chance, but by the complete direction of that you have not seen him to do before. God is going to open his windows of blessing and pour his anointing on you. What do you need? God's got it. If you need peace, if you need finance, if you need joy, if you need a miracle healing, or you just plain need to hear a word from God, we are in the midst of a crusade that is changing lives, not in one city or even one country, but all across America in the prayer chamber. And throughout the world on social media, people are calling in and they are receiving their physical miracles, calling back and testifying how God spoke the word, and the word that he spoke came to pass. I don't know what you are believing God for, but this one thing I do know. It is a season of miracles, a season of breakthrough, a season of supernatural turnaround. And all you have to do to be a part of this great move of God is to call into church by phone tonight and every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night. 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself, the Double Portion Action prophetic team that is standing together for your breakthrough. All you have to do on tonight, and then again Thursday and Saturday, is get into a quiet part of your house and pick up your phone and dial 318-754-0001. There is a word from God that is going to change your life and destiny. And I heard the Lord speak on for this service on tonight and say that it shall be a season of supernatural miracles, a season of breakthrough, a season of turnaround. Fear not the storm, saith the Lord. Fear not flesh. Fear not the enemy, for you are in the process of reaching the other side. I didn't say there wouldn't be storms. I did not say that the enemy would not fight and hinder and come against, but I did say that no weapon that was formed against you would prosper. I can hear somebody say, but prophetess, they're coming at me on my job, trying to drive me out, but it's not going to work. God is in control. He has already planned your supernatural breakthrough. He knows what he's doing, and he is speaking to your storm, peace be still. Peace be still in the marriage. Peace be still. Irabahataya. Peace be still. I believe that God has a word for your storm. And after tonight, there's going to be a difference. I see that woman right now in your vehicle. Tears are streaming down your face. You have faced hell in your home for months now, and you can't take it anymore. Some days it feels like you're living in a Jekyll and Hyde situation. Everything is fine in that marriage and with that relationship until all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the enemy starts to get in things and starts to come against. And you have said within yourself, Lord, I don't know what to do. Do I stay? Do I go? What do I do? You will know what to do after this service on tonight. That one on your job. My God, you have given some of the best years of your life to that job, and it just feels like they want to throw you to the side. You have helped to build it to what it is today, and yet they want to push you out for someone that they can pay less. But God is going to release favor. I remember being in Jacksonville, Florida several years ago. The pastor has gone on to be with the Lord now. Pastor Neesmith was his name. And a woman came in by the name of Hansi. And she came into that service and she had got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and began to come in covenant with God, paying her tithe and sowing seed, and blessing began to come. She was working a good paying job, but still couldn't keep food on her in her cupboards. She said after she began the covenant relationship with the Lord, and after she began to follow the instruction of the prophet, for the first time in 10 years, she didn't have to go to the cash advance to get through to the next paycheck. Somehow God multiplied it. I think in the word in the book of Psalm, and the 89th Psalm said, in around about the 33rd, 34th voice, the Lord said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter that which I have uttered out of my lips. That which God has spoken to you, he is going to bring it to pass. Do you have a word that you're waiting on coming through? Are you believing God for a supernatural turnaround? We were there in that city for a month. The last week came. God stretched her faith, but she obeyed the Lord. And God began to move for her in a special way. 4 days after that crusade was over, she went to work in the morning on a Thursday, and people were running in the parking lot crying. She didn't know what was going on. They said, did you not hear that there's been a hostile takeover and they're letting everybody go? Executives were gone. They called her into the office. She was devastated. She said, but Lord, I'm in covenant with you. The man looked at her and said, we have taken over this company and we have let go everybody, but we need one person that can know how the day-to-day operation goes. And they looked at her and said, we just found your file and decided to pick you. We're keeping you on. We're starting you out with a 28. 28-